Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tonight on Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen, we're going to review episode 12, Truth Kamikaze. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm one is better than two.
And welcome to the show. I don't know what that math is, but I'm cool with it.
Well, you got one in the two in the water, and then two came out of the water, leaving one in the water.
That's fair.
I don't think anyone said, "Hey, Heather, come out of the water and sit here."
So bad.
Oh boy.
Okay, a lot happened.
Anyway, I just found that funny.
I almost went.
I almost went when Jeff said, "Keep, you've screwed up." What did he say? Told Heather, "Keep going, Heather. It's not you've."
Oh, you've been.
Oh yeah, you screwed up before. You can do.
You screwed up before.
Yeah.
I said that was a bit wrong, but anyway, go ahead.
In an episode that had a lot of fireworks, where we thought it would probably be Ricard, it would make sense to send Ricard home. He kept himself safe. And in
I wonder if he would have been voted out though.
I don't know. I think so, because I think they realize he's a lock to win if they keep him.
Right? We saw 8 million confessionals tonight, like maybe we should have gotten rid of Ricard, or it was a mistake. I thought it was a great idea to keep Ricard, but now I'm thinking maybe it was a mistake.
Yeah, because I think Heather and Erica want to keep Ricard.
I don't think so anymore. I think Erica...
foolish.
Yeah. Anybody, yeah. Because apparently they have the exact same game.
Well, that's another thing. You know, Heather's been running go to the century. Gameplay of this season, but according to the players in the game, they think Erica and Heather are similar, like playing a similar game,
right?
Which is something about we're seeing versus what the players in the game are actually seeing, which is they both seemingly aren't doing much.
Exactly. Which, yeah, it's just interesting.
What's your thoughts there, Miss Edgict herself, Colleen? What's your thoughts on?
I'm gonna reboot.
We're gonna lose Jack for a second. That's okay. But Colleen, you're very much into the edit, and what does that mean? Now,
I think it clearly means that.
Oh, hold on, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
In this episode, Deshaun basically calls out Erica for having the same gameplay as Heather, which we've seen has been almost non-existent. So, is the edit being intentionally misleading?
It has to be, because Erica is saying that Heather, she's concerned that, you know, people are going to confuse their games, which implies the way she said it, that she feels Heather is playing a decent game. We keep hearing people say how Erica is a threat. Erica is really smart. Erica is a really good player, which reflects well on Erica. But it doesn't reflect so much. It doesn't reflect so well to hear being compared to this person whose game we haven't really seen, except for one tribal council in which
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. So I think that is looking good. A point in Erica's favor for you know, possibly winning in general. We did see more of Erica tonight. That could be just because there was only six people left.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think Erica is somebody that is somebody to watch. I can't see her. Nobody is targeting her. We haven't even heard any like hints of anybody really wanting to target her, which is interesting because we also simultaneously hear that she's a threat, right? And nobody's wanted to target her for several votes. Hi, Elena. Happy Wednesday. I think, and we were talking about this when I just did the bonus episode with Zach,
mm-hmm.
is I wonder if there's some sort of version of Ricard or Deshaun go out at five. And then for fire making at four, I wonder if that's how we lose one of the other two. Like, mm-hmm. say Erica wins at... So it's either... I'm going to guess that nobody's making...
He said there's two tribal councils left to vote and then a fire-making challenge. So that makes it it's a final two, right?
See, I got the impression that he was saying there's three tribals left total.
And yeah, the one to win. So there's the one to vote to win.
Final tribal.
But that means he said there's two...
Yeah, the fifth person voted out and the fire-making challenge.
No, I saw
three. So final two.
Final two by the logic of today.
Interesting. So then who wins in a final two matchup? Anybody that's against Heather wins automatically because it's just based on what we're seeing.
Well, maybe it's Erica and Heather, and then Erica like ekes it out. Like
maybe. But then it would take a lot that would be great. But to get Xander, Ricard, and Deshaun out, in which one has to be fire and the other two are physical challenges, when Xander and Ricard are pretty good at the challenges in general?
Who knows? But the thing is Erica has played a game of luck where she's had luck on her side that saved her a few times. So does she still have a little bit of survivor luck that kind of gets her to the end, pairs her with Heather, and then she gets the vote.
Right. So next vote would most likely be the one in which the last one to play the idol, since we didn't hear anything about it tonight other than like they were looking for one. And there was no story plot point that was like last night to play. So maybe this season is it usually at five or six?
Is the last immunity idol. So
okay.
I thought it was five.
Maybe it is five. I thought it was six.
Yeah, now I'm confused. But I wonder if Xander plays his idol at four, no matter what. At five, no matter what. Because why not?
Or he gives it to someone else.
I could see Erica. I don't think Deshaun's going to win. We have too much of a, you know, edit from Deshaun. Like, he gets a good edit, he gets a negative edit. Like, he's got these good moments, he's got these humanizing moments, but he also has these moments where like it was not a good look for him to be at tribal, to be like, hey Erica, I know that we have this final two deal, but I just gotta say
well, if he could have,
I thought he was toast, honestly.
If he could have swayed Heather.
Awkward though, right? Like,
it's awkward
back there with them all.
it's playing the game, right?
I guess. I just don't understand. I don't know. I don't understand it. I think it was a misplay, but I don't understand them keeping them there. And Ricard, who wanted to get Deshaun out, still voted Danny anyway. I assume to kind of show that he's in lockstep with Erica. But still, I don't know.
Or maybe he just pieced together like, oh, Deshaun has just truly blown up his own game. So,
yeah.
I mean, like maybe he's hedging his bets that the bridges were blown up too much.
Maybe Deshaun wanted to go. Maybe he wanted Danny to stay.
Well, the look on Deshaun's face when he found out that they were going to a whole new beach, it was like, I've made a terrible mistake.
I mean, that is true. Like, like that's a big twist going to the island for the finale, which I kind of did because it's like finale island. I love that.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with that. That's a twist that I'm okay with.
And then Erica's like, "Do you got any more of those hourglasses on that island?" The one with the hourglasses.
I'd like to roll my dice. Yeah. I don't know, though. I get the feeling that we're going to have a final three. I mean, Heather, Xander, and then I don't know who the third one's going to be. I don't think Deshaun. I think what we've seen of Deshaun, like, I think he's definitely invited back.
After this episode, his game is destroyed, right?
Yeah. It's blown up. Exactly. But I am interested in watching the Ponderosa videos with Danny.
I think he's just having a good. I think he's just having a good time. He said, "I got a 50% chance of going home. I don't care."
I know, but as Ricard pointed out, it really only works if you're like dropping mics in the way. You're like, "Peace, biatches."
But you know, even when Heather hears the information, she just goes.
Well, she's taking the Erica approach, which is really strategic. So.
She's so confused. She was like, we talked about racism on the beach this morning. If I get mad, like, what does that mean? Poor Heather. She's just learning.
We're picking on Heather, but she's
the chat's really quiet tonight. I just want to call it out. Elena's the only one's posted so far, but there's 8 people watching right now. So the chat, let's come alive. All right.
Yeah.
Bring the energy. It's unacceptable.
Woo-hoo. Unacceptable.
Yeah,
I can't carry this whole show by myself, guys. My throat's
hurting. You're not. Just can we just talk about
what are you talking about? I am Mary.
Mm-hmm, sure. Ricard. And here we go. Thank you, Miami Mike, Jamie.
Hello.
Flip your you.
This.
Whoa, this is a fan. We lose advertisers doing that kind of stuff. Stop it.
Way to go. I was going to retire, but screw that.
All right. Ricard. Another great episode for him.
Dude,
there's no chance.
He is calm, cool, and collected.
It's like when even Jeff tried to trip him up in the question, he goes, well, there's no way I can answer that without giving my game away.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
He's like 2 or 3 steps ahead.
Is the better his hair gets, the better the gameplay.
Oh my god, his hair looks so good, right?
Oh, what I would give.
Look.
Miami Mike, do you think Deshaun
got what you're saying? Look.
No.
Elena, nobody wants to voice an opinion. What are you talking about? I'm a kind soul. There's no wrath of
Jim. Yeah, it's just when I voice an opinion, Elena. It's fine.
Yeah. I have disdain for Colleen. That's all.
Well, he treats me like he treats you on the Ramblecast. I'm the Colleen on the Ramblecast when Jay's on there.
I'm not even on the Ramblecast.
When you're on there, you were on there last night.
Because you kept. I was trying to have fun with the Beatles.
What are you talking? I had my mic muted.
Yeah, you didn't like. You didn't like Get Back.
No, he just didn't like talking about it. Apparently,
I said talking about it again. People are already falling asleep.
It's so good. It doesn't matter. You know who was falling asleep? Zachary, while we were doing the Patreon bonus show. I got to apologize to everybody. That poor kid was so tired.
Miami Mike, do you think Deshaun got a winner's edit tonight?
No, I don't.
And, you know, we'll close out with our goat of the game and player of the game. But, yeah, I just think throughout this episode, Ricard showed again why he's a fantastic player. Because just Colleen, you pointed out while we were watching it, the very subtle way of getting people to react or to emote or
he's
to
so good at telling
people. He just plants, you know, Deshaun talked about planting a seed and then be able to pull the, you know, fruitful fruit to eat later. He says that, but the Ricard actually does it where he just kind of just says a phrase or something and it just permeates.
You know why? Because he has this very like flowy, smooth way of talking. Like I do not.
No.
But no, it's like the opposite me, like jerky and like a jerk. Yeah, very brass. Like he's just he flows very smoothly and he's got this like
it's you know, the hair. I think it's partially
it might be the hair, but it's like this like velvety way of speaking, right? And anyway, so he's very good, and I don't see a world in which he gets to the end and doesn't win unless
If he gets to the end And they, what the, you know, they had one chance to get him out. And if like the next time they don't get him out and he goes on to win the game, it's almost Boston Rob like, where that one where the people were like, Boston Rob. But this is like, at what point do you wake up and say, I can't? Even Jeff was saying, is your vote, you know, based on who you can beat, who you want to sit in the finals? I can't beat him. I can't beat him. I need to take a chance and get rid of him, keep Xander around. And then Xander would be my next one.
And as we talked about before, it was funny how many confessionals we got today that was like, well, I thought keeping Ricard around was a good idea, but maybe we should have voted him out. Like, maybe this was a good idea. Just kidding.
Yeah, but they had a chance to get him out because he's the best. Who's left? Who's better at challenges? Xander, maybe?
I mean, they're all kind of – they're all kind of good, but Ricard's is great. Like the like how he talked about his strategy, maybe revealed a little bit too much, but he was going through four letter words as he was unspooling the thing and being dizzy. Like the cognitive strength of Ricard throughout this. And you can see, you've seen like say Shan's gameplay, which was on par, if not better than Ricard's earlier in the game. Yeah. But how it dissipated with the lack of sleep and lack of eating and stuff like that. But Ricard, and maybe he's won more challenges, but Ricard's been able to like keep the edge.
To be fair, he did have an extra piece of mango or papaya.
That extra papaya really.
Well, even like you know, his calm, cool, collected when the puzzle wasn't right. Like I said, because your mom was what I said, he's not going to know the U's upside down. Or was it a B? Whatever, something was upside down.
It was the U. And I said it several times. I was like, oh my God, it's upside down. He's going to lose. That's how
Daniel. And he turns around, he looks at it and goes, takes it all down. And where everyone else is like going.
Yeah.
They completely were lost.
Yeah.
Even though Deshaun was close.
Yeah.
He was just a hair off and he couldn't figure it out.
And the crazy thing about that puzzle was it had to be the same on both sides.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah,
because it had to read the same way on either side, which means, you know, the letters weren't the same because
that's the key to it. Like when some about poker face, he goes, I got a great poker face. He does.
Yeah. But it's not just it's the to your point, Jack, like the remaining calm under pressure, because we've seen it time and time again where there's some kind of roadblock in a challenge or something like that. And then either the team or the individual will unravel.
Right.
And this was another case in point where there was absolutely like the upside down unit having to basically like would maybe try to like, I don't have enough time. I just need to take out this one piece and then fix it. No, he was like, no, let me see exactly what I did wrong. Take it all down and start over. Yeah. Knowing that was the better way to go versus maybe freaking out and be like, I have enough here. I just need to try and make this work with what I have. Which probably would have escalated and somebody else would have won. But like that's another level of collected under pressure that, again, we've seen it is really hard this season when they are not comfortable, they're not eating that much, and, you know, being kind of put through stresses that, you know, survivor players haven't had in a long time.
It's so crazy when you think about how it's only day, 23, 24? Mm-hmm. Usually this is day 36 or whatever. Like,
they probably don't smell as bad.
Yeah, right? When you think about how Survivor is supposed to be like microcosm of life, the people that get ahead in life are generally the people who are cool. I mean, not like, you know, your a-hole CEOs, crazy people, but like, you know,
I've never worked with any of those.
You never worked with any of those in any of your jobs. But usually it's the people that remain calm under pressure that are the people that are successful in life in general.
The truth is,
he's calm and smart. So
that's
great hair. I mean,
great hair. Like
it looks very good. Jay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you made me lose my train of thought.
You were saying my name.
I hate podcasting with you. What?
No, it's why you hate podcasting.
I thought I interrupted you. Was it me?
No, it was Colleen. I was literally saying something.
I know he was going to tell me hung up. Like, you cut me off before. So
yeah, I was literally like starting a thing. And she's like, I see you starting a thing, but I don't care. I'm just going to keep talking. Yeah. And that's it in a nutshell. Okay. Any other thoughts about this episode before we pick our player of the game and goat of the game?
I think it's going to be interesting to see the fallout from what, I'm sorry. I think it's going to be interesting to see the fallout from what Deshaun did, because I truly think he was not expecting to be the one that was kept. And we saw this whole thing with him and Erica, right? Like, I thought that they were going to be do or die and have this pact. And then there was,
that was a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. And so blowing up her game like that was a mistake. And I don't know if we'll see any fallout with Heather, but it'll be interesting to see the fallout back at camp, because Erica was very clearly, very obviously pissed at him. When she was like, I knew I couldn't trust you, though. Thank you for confirming it for me.
Well, did the pat on the knee. I was like,
yeah, she was like, thanks, friend. I'm like, oh, that's never good.
Don't touch me. My name is Frances Sawyer. Oh. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
So I don't know. Do you think we'll have like some Deshaun Erica showdown?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. This is where it's interesting that I'm going to Finale Island, where now they have to kind of build. There's like the stressors of adapting to a new place to live. How is that going to impact gameplay? And then so normal gameplay plus like finale gameplay, it's final five. Everyone kind of has to play a bit of a like even more so an individual game, because you want to win these last immunity challenges. You don't want it to be up to somebody else to decide for you, right? Because everybody's against everybody in these, if you're in the final five. And I think obviously everybody's been going after Ricard. Deshaun blew up his game, so nobody trusts him. So then there's the three goats, if you will. You know, Xander's played a good game, but he's kind of been quiet lately. Of Erica, Heather, and Xander, and are they going to cannibalize each other? If it's a final two, they have to at some point. So it's setting up for a very interesting final five, where you're right, there may be blowback from the Deshaun, or his game's already blown up, and everyone's just playing for themselves. Because if it is a final two, there's nowhere to hide in a final two.
You think Deshaun was thinking, okay, because the right move, I would have taken Deshaun out.
To me, that was my next question. Is
I thought he was a bigger threat than I love Danny, but I thought he wasn't as big a threat as.
Now Heather has something to take to the end. Heather, I'm sorry, Erica has something to take to the end. Kept you, Deshaun.
Yeah.
If I'm Ricard, I might have gone after Xander tonight. Because you want to get, I don't want to go final three with Xander. I mean, Xander probably wouldn't beat him. But
Xander doesn't have anything really on his resume to take. No. What does he have? Like, I tricked everybody along with Tiffany and.
Well, if he can go with Erica and Heather. See, because Xander to me is more of a threat when the challenge is
to win the challenge.
To Danny and Deshaun. So, plus you know he has his idol.
But we've heard in a lot of interviews that Xander wasn't, people really weren't working with him. So I don't know if he would have the resume going to the finale. And I wonder if, Deshaun and Ricard and Erica know that. And that's why nobody's targeting him, because he did just disappear in the background. Like, it was basically just Liana that wanted him out and nobody else.
Well, from what we've seen, though, too, I think Xander's played a pretty good game. But they may
Had moments. He has had moments, right? And I think, the fake idol out. Like, he's had a few good moments. But in terms of, like, recent moves, like, or at least, again, this is where the edit's leading us to think one way over another. But in terms of what we're seeing, there just hasn't been that much. I've seen more of Erica's gameplay than his lately.
Yeah,
with Erica too.
Erica is a strong choice, because we've also seen how we've seen it mentioned several times that a woman should win this season. And the only two women left are Heather and Erica.
Jack, go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, I was going to say, didn't Erica say the first episode that she worked on building fire? I thought it was Erica that said that.
No, I thought it was JD that was like, I worked on fire, he could do fire, and they needed fire, and that
he might have said that, but I know Erica said it too. She said, I knew there's fire challenge, I knew this, so maybe she gets voted out,
maybe she's in the fire making challenge.
Fire making challenge, because maybe she had, because I think she said too, I may not show that I know how to make the fire. I wish I had it in front of me, but I can't remember.
If she said that in the first episode, then that is a pretty strong like case.
I could be 100% wrong, but I should probably go back and watch.
A final three where Heather's not in it, and like Erica wins it. Like, imagine Erica knocking out Deshaun, making fire. That would be insane.
Just saying. Ours, can Xander use his idol at 5 or was it 6? I think it'll be tonight or 5, right? Seemingly. Yeah,
he would have said if anyone has an advantage or said tonight's the last night you can use it. He just said do you want to play it?
I can't remember.
I think it must be at 5 because everything's been kind of pushed back, right? So if it's a final two. It seems like maybe idle at 5.
Usually 5 is the last chance.
Jamie Jo Kelly, Erica told us this on her 2-day island time. The 5.
Oh, okay. I knew she said.
And Maya Mike says usually 5 is the last chance. So,
so I was right.
Could we see? Ooh, who has advantages that's still left in the game? Is it just Xander?
I think it's just
so there's no advantage get in, right? That could be happening.
I couldn't believe they're floating another idol out there.
Danny saw it, right? It was there. We saw it, didn't we?
We saw it, but he didn't see it.
Yeah.
He didn't see when they put that bright light on it.
It wasn't he even like hidden. Before he went to the island. Here's a tip. If you're ever going to look for something that's hidden, look for like an unnatural pile of something. Like the sticks were literally just like piled on top of it in a teepee. And it was like poking out there. Like there was, you know, it was like one of these, like something doesn't belong here. One of these things is not like the other. And I thought it was really funny that Danny is like, I found sticks and leaves and rocks and burlap and wrapped in burlap.
I thought he was castaway. He needed a volleyball. Well said.
All right. Goat of the game. Who played a game so insignificant that a player would take them to the end because they would have no chance of winning? That is the goats we're talking about. Colleen, who is your pick for goat of the game?
Heather.
Jack.
I go with Heather.
I'm going to say Deshaun because I think he blew up his game so much today. That's why they kept him around. That's why Erica kept him around because no chance of winning. Being crazy tonight.
I could totally see the case being made for that. But wouldn't a goat also be, by definition, somebody that you could take to the end knowing that you could beat them? And
Deshaun would get votes.
Deshaun would get votes. Like, in parentheses, they would get, you know, maybe one or two votes.
Well, maybe not if he's going up.
Every week, I'm just trying something new this week.
If not, if he's going up against Ricard, there's no way. I think Ricard sweeps it.
And if he doesn't sweep it, at least, you know, whoever, Deshaun or even Erica, if Heather's on the jury, they might get, you know, a couple of votes thrown their way. But yeah, the main thing is they have to get Ricard out.
Yeah.
All right. Player of the game, Colleen.
Player of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it couldn't be Deshaun.
It's Heather because Heather and Erica are playing the same game.
You're right.
And two is better than one when it's that way.
Yeah, I got to go with Heather. Heather is both the goat and the player of the game at the same time. By being the player of the game,
how could she be the player of the game when she got out of the water and Jeff clearly said, gee, that would be the ball where someone else would be over there for Danny and his
Jack, your player of the game.
No, but for real, though, my player of the game would have to be Ricard because I think he's the same himself. And Heather says, Sherry said in the chat, remember they were looking for someone who could beat Ricard. That's why Deshaun is still there. I don't know if that's why Deshaun is still there.
But Deshaun's never won a challenge, has he?
No. I guess they were thinking he won the reward challenge.
Yeah.
But these things are always the some type of balance and some type of puzzle towards the end, right? Or it's the ball one where the ball's rolling and they have an arm. Put it back in. Like, I don't know. I feel like Danny would have been better in that scenario but who knows? Who knows who's good at that? But I think Ricard's going to be good at that one because he just has that focus.
Ricard goes, tie up both my hands.
But that's like I
blindfold me.
And pretty much, I'm gonna use my ears and because he literally
he can't hear.
Oh, I can't hear out of one ear. What's the big deal?
That's true. You can't.
But the ability for him to run through the puzzle in his head, guessing what it is while he's spinning around. Like I just the gameplay player of the game easily for me. Jack, who's your player of the game?
Oh, Ricard.
Yeah.
I mean,
Arlene's winner pick is looking real good right now. If he can make it to the end.
If he can make it to the end, I mean, everyone's gunning for him. He's going to have to either
win out. He's got to win out.
Or find an idol under his pillow. Either way.
Yes. I think what sucks for Danny is he's the one that we kept saying, we made a mistake. Right. And because of that, he got voted out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? It was kind of, I didn't realize that he had kept his
He never talked about it. He never talked about
his status. Yeah. Like just even from like Deshaun, his closest ally. That was
Deshaun's like, wow.
He's like, what?
Well, I like when he left, he said, go Cowboys.
Yeah, I like that too. And he was like, Ricard, if Ricard loses at five, he's out. If he wins at five, then
wins at five in its final four, then there's still one more immunity challenge. There's two more, but it's fire making after that. So then basically you're choosing two people to fire to make fire. One person chooses two, and then there's a final two.
No, or I don't know. I don't think two people are going to make fire because you said that you interpreted that there were three tribals left. See, I think there's three tribals, not three votes.
No, three tribals. One is the voting for the winner.
Right. Yeah. So it's five. Five.
But he said tribals. Two.
No, he said there's three tribals left, one fire making challenge. So I think it's a final three.
Yeah. Keep us honest on that one while we go in to see our preseason picks and start to do our tallies. Yes. Before we do that, we're going to check in with Colleen for what people say the longest and most overdrawn out segment on YouTube.
It won a Razzie.
The listener feedback section of the show. So Colleen, take it away.
First email is from Mandy, and
Mandy.
Who the hell would pick cake and candy? Or am I too deep into Weight Watchers that when I hear grilled chicken and veggies, I get excited over a 0 point meal?
You're there, Mandy. I feel you.
Cake though. Cake.
We did chicken and broccoli tonight for dinner. Mm-hmm. So we
was bread though, which is the sugar. So.
Yeah, we did the Weight Watchers. Actually, it was a Weight Watchers recipe. The whatever their fried chicken thing was. It was tasty though. Also,
cheese soup.
Ooh, fun. Mandy continues. Also, if they could do an AOL IM family visit in season two, why can't we get a Zoom family visit in season 41?
Agreed.
We didn't talk about that. How Deshaun was like, can I just have a letter from my family instead?
Maybe that was his strategy, because the whole day he when he was talking to people, like, yeah, if I'm going, I can. Maybe that was another part of his strategy about, you know, look bad so I can stay another vote. I mean, the key to winning the game, you can't win if you're not in it, right? So,
right.
Maybe it was his strategy.
Yeah. Any other feedback?
Yes, we have an email from Victoria.
Victoria.
Excuse me. Victoria says, good evening, everyone. Sorry I've been away for a while. I've been living it up in Miami, enjoying life and the last couple of episodes of Survivor. As you know, I'm all about the gameplay. I didn't understand how Danny and Deshaun missed the opportunity to take out Heather. I think that's her name. This week. they could have pitched that Xander and Erica needed them because they can't beat Ricard alone. I know that this isn't good gameplay for either of them, but lately the way this has been going, no one is even close to beating Ricard. He's going to take out Deshaun and Xander next because he wants to sit next to Erica and Heather. I just get upset even thinking about this scenario.
The thing with Xander, though, they should have got him out today because he has the idol. He didn't even have to do the challenge, right?
Yeah.
He just plays the idol. He's guaranteed a chance because he'll be in the fire making challenge.
See, well, I don't think anybody thinks that Xander is a threat, like to win.
It's like there's the three goats, which is different than the three bears.
Are they different than the three wise men?
Or the three little pigs? Or
the three wise people?
Or the three... Well, they were men, so you don't have to change their gender.
Yeah, they were men.
Do we know that for a fact? I wasn't there.
I mean, is anything for a fact? I don't know. We weren't there. But anywho. I don't know. What were we saying?
Victoria's
That's what you're about.
She finishes her email with, please, Survivor Gods, please, please, please do not let the final three be Heather, I think that's her name, Erica, and Ricard. I mean, even the edit is just finding any reason to give Heather more screen time. She has been at the fire.
LOL. She has been talking. I mean, the first eight episodes, you never heard from her. And now she's talks quite a bit. I mean,
we're scraping. There's like nowhere to hide for Heather. So yeah, there's only six people left. So
when you think about what Heather's saying when she's talking, it's not gameplay. It's how she learned about the real world from the gameplay. Like, there's not a whole lot of strategy going on there that, again, isn't like the same
thing. I had no idea that people of color had a hard life. I'm learning so much.
Heather represents the casual viewer. The CBS target audience.
Survivor is hard.
I do agree with Victoria, though, when she talks about how at least it is an easy vote to, well, it's probably hard to convince people, but if Heather really is playing as good of a game as Erica is concerned about, then why not make the pitch to eliminate Heather too, because, and that even helps Deshaun, right? If he thinks that Heather and Erica are a pair, but he wants to have this potential final two deal with Erica, why not go after Heather and weaken her numbers and really solidify her reliance on you as an ally? Like, that makes total sense. Like, Danny and Deshaun should have brought to bring Erica in. They should have cut off her allies, and that would be Xander or Heather. Xander could play his idol, so why not go for Heather?
Problem is, though, is Heather a threat to win a challenge?
No.
No, but at this point, they don't care. Like, if they have to get past this round. Like, that's their priority. They know it's either one of the two of them. So they just need to figure out whatever's going to advance them to the final five. I mean, it's not like Erica's winning a whole lot of challenges. Deshaun's not. So, no. I mean, you know.
That's why I said I would have probably taken up Deshaun.
Deshaun's the bigger player, but, you know, the Erica, who's getting a winner's edit.
She did mention fire.
Winner's Erica? Etika? Okay, fine. That was terrible. Sorry. Anyway, Victoria is done.
Okay.
So that, it was only two emails?
Yes.
It took 25 minutes.
No, it did not. Really did. You guys are the worst.
Hey, the sun's right. Coming up.
So, who went home tonight?
Who went home tonight?
I don't want
to. I will say, Danny's edit definitely screamed home, like, you know, six person voted out, or, you know.
I said final three. And Colleen and Jack get a point. You both said merge.
Miami Mike in the chat, while you're doing the tally, also agrees that he said three tribals left, not three votes left. So that tribal, that's the fire-making tribal, would count as a tribal.
You're a tribal. Okay, let's go to who we thought was going to go home. I said Deshaun. Dang it. So
I said Ricard.
I said Erica. I got a rock.
All right. Who do we think's going home this week? I believe I will go first. Oh, darn it. All right. I'm going to say. Oh, wait. Sorry. This is our finale pick. So,
we got to go in our order.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh boy. All right. Now I'm nervous. I'm glad that you go first.
Yeah, I don't like going first, but whatever. All right. I'm just making sure I'm setting this up. Okay.
Wait. Well, you should have told me ahead of time. I only had one pitch.
No, I'm going. All right. So I'm going to reverse engineer this for my first. So Ricard, I think, is going to win. This is wishful thinking because he somehow manages to bring Heather along. Erica is at 2. And you know what? Oh, that stupid fire making thing. Maybe she's.
Yeah, there's 5 people left, right?
Like, Heather could go at, like, they could force her to go to fire.
She's going to lose.
But if Erica wins immunity at 4.
I didn't know fire was hot.
I've learned so much.
Oh, we're just kidding, Heather. If you're listening, we're just we like to joke around.
Xander at 4. That is what I'm going with here. Let me just make it small so it'll fit. I want. All right, Colleen.
So wait, do we also do our winner's pick at this point too? Like, don't we do two?
No, your final votes? Like, your who do you think's going to win is number
okay.
one.
I thought we did 2 different votes. Okay.
No, you already had your winner's pick, which is Ricard is your winner's pick.
Okay, why doesn't Jack go second?
I'm ready.
Oh, you're right. Jack is second. I apologize. All right, Action Jackson, you have
Ricard number 1, ooh. Xander number 2, Erica number 3, Heather 4, and Deshaun goes out next week. Now, this will be all screwed up if Deshaun wins immunity, if Erica or Heather wins immunity. It's going to screw me up because Ricard will be the first one out.
It's a risky proposition to keep or make Ricard your number 1 just because he needs to win out. He needs to win out to win the game, but I believe in him to win out.
He doesn't have to win out. He has to win next week, right? And it's fine. They're down to 4, and then he's guaranteed fire making challenge, right?
Yeah, but maybe he goes against Erica and loses against Erica.
Yeah, there's always that chance.
All right, Colleen, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, for the sake of points here, I will go with Erica as the winner. Because if we're all the same, it's going to be
spread. Okay.
Xander at 2.
Heather
at 3. Actually, no. I'm sorry. I'm going to put Deshaun at 3. No, Deshaun at 4. No, because that would imply I think that it'll be Xander, Deshaun making fire against each other, and Ricard at 5. Because if Ricard doesn't win at 5, he's gone. And if he wins it, he doesn't win, and they keep him, then they all deserve to lose.
All right, so there you have it. I have Deshaun going first. Xander, Heather, Erica, Ricard wins in a final 3 of Erica, Heather, and Ricard. Jack has almost pretty close to mine. Deshaun, Heather, Erica, Xander, Ricard, with Erica, Xander, and Ricard being the final 3. Colleen has probably the most likely scenario. If everything
the most depressing one, too.
It is. It is the most depressing. Ricard out first, Deshaun, Heather, Xander, and Erica. Luckily, we only have to suffer through one episode if that turns out to be the case. In terms of final tallies before the final episode, I am tied with Jack with 8 tallies each. Colleen is pretty solidly in the lead with 11 tally points. And she has Ricard, her first pick, still in the game.
Mine's Xander's the last one.
Yours is Xander. You can get 1 point if Xander wins, so it's kind of useless. And I have Erica. I can get 5 points if Erica wins. But Colleen's covered the spread pretty well here because she has Erica as her winner.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what could get me the maximum amount of points.
And remember,
points if Ricard wins, I also will get points now if Erica wins.
I did change this last time. Where it is in order. So you get 1 point through 5 points.
Right.
So you have a potential to earn
5 points
if you get them all right.
Okay.
So it's a point for each correct one.
point for each correct
one. Well,
and then you get five extra. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am rooting for myself and rooting against myself.
Can I switch mine around?
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. I want to thank everybody in the chat for hanging out with us tonight, and especially our patrons like Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, and Ed the Creepy Male Person. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. Talk about the episode. Sherry made a really cool artsy post today with Ricard and that amazing hair. So, Sherry, you're in the chat still. Thank you for that
art. I'm not going to go. I'm tired of looking at Ricard's hair.
I'll
never get tired of looking at that hair.
Ricard didn't have
never
hair.
Tire. Anyway, we will see you all next time. Hasta luego.
If you're a patron.
And goodbye.
If you're a patron, watch our listen to the patrons bonus show with Zachary. It'll be out on patrons feed. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.